3, 2, 1, 0, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome to another exciting episode of NIDS Knowledge, a weekly show of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies, where we are advancing peace, promoting stability, and helping you to think deterrence. We hope you enjoy this show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this special 2025 Thanksgiving edition of the NIDS Knowledge Show. I'm Jim Petrosky, president and co-founder of NIDS, and today I want to pause from our usual discussions to share a special message of gratitude. Did you know that after the first Congress of the United States, George Washington requested a day of thanks? He issued the first National Thanksgiving Proclamation on November 26, 1789, as a day of gratitude to God for the new nation and Constitution. Then, during the Civil War in 1863, Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving an annual national holiday. His proclamation set the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise, aiming to unify the country. And lastly, to standardize the date, in 1941, Congress passed a law making Thanksgiving fall on the fourth Thursday in November, and Franklin D. Roosevelt signed it into law, and that's the date we observe today. So today, I wish to reflect on what matters most in gratitude. And for us at NIDS, that's you, our supporters, our experts, our dedicated staff, and our listeners. You've stood with us through a challenging year, and because of you, we've accomplished so much. This year wasn't easy. It was the dreaded third year for our organization, where most organizations tend to fail. And due to external forces that we couldn't control, we had to make some difficult choices. We had to reduce staffing, pause or cancel some activities, and reassess our business model to ensure we were able to weather the future. But we never lost sight of our mission. Several of our paid activities moved to volunteer activities for the time being, and those efforts have not gone unnoticed. Together, we've not only persevered, we've grown stronger, and I believe we will be heading into 2026 and beyond in a stronger position because of it. And that's something we're celebrating. So in the interest of Thanksgiving and to understand why I'm so grateful, let's take a moment to highlight what we've achieved together this year. 2025 was a solid year for our podcasting. First, our podcast continued to thrive. Due to the nature of world events, we had no problems finding topics, but we managed to reach into several areas outside of basic military and international policy and inform the public of the broader aspects of deterrence, and we'll continue that in the future. The NIDS View had over 50 shows. NIDS Knowledge, which includes Deterrence Down Under and Real Space Strategy, had over 30 shows, and due to your efforts as host and guest, and under the coordination of our producer, Kimberly Charrington, we have sparked important conversations and reached audiences around the world with the deterrence message. Your engagement and feedback keep these programs vibrant. Every download, every share, every comment you made happen. Thank you. We also held 33 live virtual HUSI events, bringing together nationally recognized speakers and an international audience that gains access through the seminars. Peter HUSI continues to capture the interest of the community, fostering meaningful discussions among experts and practitioners. Adam and Greg Sharp, along with our many, many contributors, have kept our Global Security Online Journal filled with vibrant and relevant articles, hosting or producing over 200 articles on our webpage. These are not only informing our readers of the value of deterrence activities, but also providing a valuable launching point for budding writers and authors to get their ideas into public spaces. In June, NIDS played a role in another productive triad event held in Shreveport, Louisiana, which received excellent feedback. Much of this achievement can be credited to Peter HUSI and Bob Elders, along with the exceptional collaboration between Louisiana State University Shreveport and the BRF. We are very thankful for their dedication and partnership, and we eagerly anticipate the 2026 triad. One of this year's highlights was our first ever Deterrence Symposium at the Truman Center, titled Peace Through Strength, 80 Years Later. Adam Lowther put together an exceptional program, and we had exceptional sponsor support. The event exceeded our expectation, and it was a powerful reminder of the importance of dialogue and history in shaping deterrence policy. 80 years later, the message still matters. Peace through strength. Another milestone for NIDS is that we are close to publishing our first book, Learning to Love the Bomb, Understanding the American Nuclear Arsenal. This book reflects the expertise of several NIDS contributors and the dedication of our staff. It's going to be a valuable resource for anyone seeking to understand America's nuclear posture. It should come out early in 2026. And so, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, we're reminded that our strength lies in community and your efforts help to keep peace and prosperity. Thank you for your trust, your ideas, and your commitment to our mission. The coming year holds even more promise, and we're excited to continue this journey with you. So, from all of us at NIDS, we wish you and your loved ones a safe, joyful, and meaningful holiday. Happy Thanksgiving.
A production of the National Institute for Deterrence Studies.